18th Century Gallery. The exhibition route occupies 19 rooms, starting with the 18th Century Gallery. Originally, the gallery was formed by one of the wings of the convent, onto which opened the monks' cells and library. In the 1800s, this wing of the building will become the seat of the offices of the Court of Assize. The works by Pietro Francesco Gualla are on display here. Originally from Casale, he was the undisputed protagonist of the Piedmont figurative culture of the first half of the 18th century. Note, Il Giudizio di Salomone, a painting belonging to the later style of the painter, around the 1740s, when his brushstroke was more luminous. The brilliant sky blue colour of King Solomon's clothes, enriched by the soft fur, together with the characteristic rendering of plump faces and hands, reddened noses and cheeks, unkempt hair through strokes that were often thick and vibrant, are the typical traits of Gualla's style. This work is one of the first to be donated to the museum in the early 1900s by the former president of the Court of Appeal, Giovanni De Marchi. The next work, La Disfatta degli Albigesi, is a preparatory sketch for the large painting intended for the transept of the Church of San Domenico, where it hangs to this day. Dated 1724, it depicts the Battle of 1213 in southern France between the Christian militia sent by Pope Innocent III against the Albigenses heretics. In the definitive version of the work, the painter portrayed himself as the character bottom left of the painting, holding the scroll with the signature and date of the canvas. The colour contrast between the red copper of the soldiers and the grey-white of the horses recalls different references to the Lombard, Ligurian and Emilian painting, which were characteristic of the first phase of Gualla's work. In the gallery, we can also observe examples of sculpture, including the interesting Roman busts in marble dated between the 1st and the 3rd century AD, part of a series representing male and female characters of classical antiquity. They reflect aspects of the antiquarian collector's taste of Casale and originate from the collections of the Vita family, of which we can admire other works along the museum route. At the end of the gallery, a display case is home to a wooden model of the Chapel of Sant'Evasio, attached to the Cathedral of Casale, outstanding project of a Piedmont carpenter close to the Savoy Court of Turin. From the gallery, visitors access another two rooms on the left. In one, you can admire several examples of works which have been influenced by the painting of Pietro Francesco Gualla. The other, dedicated to the convent of Santa Croce, preserves two antique examples of wooden sculpture, once located in the homonymous church, and a plastic model of the entire convent.